This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You're getting ahead of the president here. He's very discouraged by the violence that he's seen in Chicago. It's why he sent a very strong letter to Mayor Lightfoot offering help because she's clearly unable to control her streets.
At least 15 people outside a funeral home were wounded in the latest gun violence to hit Chicago.
A black vehicle began firing at attendees of a funeral. At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If 40 million people are stuck at home, if they're depressed, if they're demoralized, if they've given up hope, that's how we wake up with a President Joe Biden. The damage and devastation that would produce for the country is enormous. I guarantee you, the week after the election, everything's magically better. Go back to work, go back to school. Suddenly the problems are solved. You won't even have to wait for Biden to be sworn in.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And we're continuing tragically to find ourselves in the midst of COVID-9, including 830 Wisconsinites. COVID-9.
You don't understand. This isn't plans 1 through 8 from outer space. This is
COVID-9.
This is the one that worked.
Why do you wear the mask? So you don't make somebody else sick.
I want to ask.
Sick. What's with this guy?
Steve, that's our time.
Okay.
Unchained and unstoppable.
If you have an agreement with over a dozen, we have an agreement with over a dozen major lenders. 113,789 cases to make public spaces safer.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Joe Biden came up with a new virus today, COVID-9. But you know, they're messing around with trying to come up with a vaccination to combat COVID-19. We already have a cure for COVID-9.
Love potion number 9.
That's it. It's going to work, right? This bloodshed must end. That's what the President of the United States said at his press conference about an hour and a half ago. And it was pretty effective, I thought. And they're going to send in federal agents from various branches of law enforcement to work with the local authorities. I don't see how the blue mayors can really turn it down. I mean, Joe Biden was calling them peaceful protesters in Portland. That's not what I see in Portland, Oregon. And in Chicago, it's just, it really is just out of control. How can the mayor turn it down? I know she hates the head of the police union, but I mean, he was just saying that she's lost total control of the city, and she has. She's in a beef with this alderman, this gay Mexican-American alderman, Lopez, and his house was vandalized the other day by gangs because he's been speaking out against the gang violence. And her police department apparently can't defend an alderman's house. I mean, how bad is it? Time now for the chump line. Pelosi is calling the DHS, Department of Homeland Security agents defending Portland stormtroopers. Stormtroopers.
Change the name of my beer? No way, Jose.
Yeah, Trader Jose imported Mexican beer is going to get a name change. As is Trader Ming's Chinese condiments and other imported Asian cuisine at Trader Joe's.
A vote for a blue wave is a vote for a crime wave.
I think that's a little too complicated for a bumper sticker, but I like it a lot. It sums it up nicely. A blue wave is a crime wave. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, wondering when it was exactly that the role of poll takers morphed from reflecting public opinion to shaping public opinion. We try to keep this in mind when what we see does not agree with what we're being told we should believe.
Mutual of Omaha is racist, but no one can tell us why.
We talked about this earlier. Mutual of Omaha, having received zero complaints from the general public, has decided to jettison the Indian chief who has been their symbol for the last 70 years. They just figured better safe than sorry. So Mutual of Omaha is gone. And again, they're going to have to do something about that name Omaha, because that's an Indian name. It's going to have to be renamed Mutual of Wild Kingdom.
In Delaware, in a basement that is deeper than a mine, lives a Biden, and he's hiding from that old COVID-9.
Stat, doctor, bring me the antidote. I'm sick. Give it to me. Give it.
Love potion number 9.
I'm better now. It was better than hydroxychloroquine.
COVID-9. It looks like Joe Biden has fallen and he can't get up.
You know, we told you that yesterday he finally got it right about the stimulus package in 2009, $800 billion. Three times in the last 2 weeks, he called it $80 billion. He finally got it right yesterday. Well, that was yesterday. Today, he reverted back. Cut number one.
I managed the Recovery Act, which was over 80-some billion dollars.
I mean, he's not wrong. It was over 80-something billion dollars.
603 says I should start selling Trader Howie's carbon credits. Yeah, that sounds good. I still like Honest Howie better, though.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Voter registration physicians are very important. Take my sister, Jill Biden. Not only is she a doctor, but she's also my nurse. I mean it.
See, he's going to build the economy back better by inventing all these new jobs, like the voter registration physician and the pay caregivers and the people who are going to be battling the new pandemic of COVID-9.
And the nostril-breathing nurses.
That they breathed into his nostrils. Let's hear that one again.
I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
They'd go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
When he said they would whisper in my ear, go home and get me pillows, he was in the hospital. Why would he go to their homes and get them pillows? Is that what he said?
I don't know who's getting the pillows. I think the nurses are getting the pillows, but I think the hospital, Walter Reed Medical Center, has pillows. Why do they have to go to his house or their house?
And after they whispered in his ear, then they breathed in his nostrils?
My wife is a nurse practitioner, and I don't know that that's a sanctioned method of waking somebody up.
If you were breathing in their ear, you would be exhaling carbon dioxide, right? Don't you need oxygen? You need to inhale oxygen, not carbon dioxide.
This is how Joe would be woken up every morning. I'm going to breathe into your nostrils now.
And after you wake up, you can sniff my hair.
Howie, Joe.
He forgot he called.
Go back in the basement.
He forgot he called.
Go feed the Canada geese, or the Canadian geese, as you call them.
According to Wikipedia,
Joe Biden's middle name is Robinette?
Yes.
Wow. That's just plain embarrassing.
It could be worse. Remember the governor of Delaware who ran in the Republican primary for president back in 1988? He called himself Pete DuPont, but Bob Dole always preferred to address him by his given name, Pierre. Pierre DuPont.
It's no worse than John Wayne's real name.
Marion, what was it, Moore?
Or? Morrison.
Morrison. Marion Morrison.
14 shot in Chicago last night. Looks like systemic racism has reared its ugly head once again.
I just wonder how many of the people that were coming out of the funeral were armed, because they returned fire and they hit the SUV that the assailants were driving six times. They found six bullet holes. They were seriously armed.
So you're saying you're saying the casket wasn't the only thing they were carrying?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many guns they found in the gutter when the police responded. How many throwdowns?
Whenever I go to a funeral in Chicago, I make sure to pack my gun, because you never know when a peaceful protest might break out.
Yeah. Again, that's what Joe Biden called the 55. Tonight will be the 56th night of peaceful protests in Portland, Oregon. Peaceful protests. Peaceful funerals. Mourners.
How's that old saying go? Don't bring a coffin to a gunfight.
Wow. What a mess. And it just happened at the same time that Lori Lightfoot was tweeting out to the president, you can't bring your troops in to terrorize the residents of Chicago. Terrorize. That was her word.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the toll-free message line of the Howie Carr Show. And if you want to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If we don't play it at this time, you may hear it on Chop Chumps. That's our podcast that we post every night after the show. There's the messages that didn't make the air. And you can find Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, wondering when it was exactly that the role of poll takers morphed from reflecting public opinion to shaping public opinion. We try to keep this in mind when what we see does not agree with what we're being told we should believe.
Mutual of Omaha is racist, but no one can tell us why.
The histories of Mutual of Omaha all say that they picked the Indian as a symbol of goodness and virtue and caring for their tribes, their family members. They pick the Indian for all the right reasons, and now they're just throwing him over the side, kicking him down the stairs, pushing him under the bus. Pick your cliche. The Indian is on his way to the happy hunting grounds. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Skip the hassle at the grocery store and sign up to get delicious, high-quality meat delivered fresh to your door at butcherbox.com/Howie. That's butcherbox.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How do you feel about paying for cable TV? I've cut the cord, I'm thinking about cutting the cord, or I will never cut the cord.
I'm thinking about it.
46% are thinking about it, 41% have cut the cord, and only 13% are saying they will always stick with cable.
I think about it at least twice a month, and that's when I get the bill from Florida and the bill from Massachusetts. And I say, what the hell is this all about? I'm down to like watching one or two stations. That's it. And seems like a lot of money. So now it's time. We have more Joe Biden stuff. It's just coming in faster than we can even play it. So we need to have our Joe Biden theme song.
It's time for America's favorite game show. What the hell was that? The game where you have to guess what Joe Biden just tried to say.
They're supposed to be protecting these people.
The kind of economy we need for the future.
And there are no winners because we never know what he means either.
We need to protect the populations most at risk. Deadly spikes in the infections as people.
Bio-based multi-manufacturing job.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
What are we talking about?
Here's your happy-go-lucky host, Ali Carr.
I mean, I don't know what...
And this is all about Joe Biden, who knows 8 presidents, 3 of them intimately. Just ask him. I haven't even heard these cuts. These are fresh, right from the transom. Go ahead.
That's the essence of my whole notion dealing with. You're trying to tell me I'm supposed to stop, but there's more to say here.
Please, don't stop. His handlers were always trying to stop him, though. He went crazy with a rant about Trump on the masks, and they had to just finally cut it off because he was just starting to yell. You know, like when he yells, jobs, jobs, jobs. He was yelling, sick, sick. Well, listen to it here. Cut six.
And he's turned this into wearing a mask. Wearing a mask is now a political statement? This is more patriotic. Why do you wear the mask? So you don't make somebody else sick.
I want to ask.
Sick.
You.
What's with this guy?
Steve, that's our time.
Okay.
You know, when you accuse someone else of not thinking clearly, it undercuts your message if you can't complete the sentence in a coherent fashion. Here's an example. Cut 5.
But he's not thinking very clearly. If he continues to think, he can have wide open the state. And what do you have? You have 145,277 positive cases.
Okay. Another one from this afternoon.
I'm confused who I'm talking to here. But anyway, whoever it is.
It's not the first time he's been confused about who he was talking to, right?
Fourth, you need premium pay. Congress has to pass a comprehensive premium pay plan that honors your heroism now, not yesterday. We needed yesterday. I unveiled.
Needs to pass it now, not yesterday.
Premium pay plan that honors your heroism now.
Not yesterday.
It honors your heroism now.
Mr. Vice President, how does one usually pass legislation yesterday?
The fact is that I don't remember.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500. 4242. Every week we try to do a potpourri of my fan mail and Grace's and Taylor's sometimes as well. The mash notes that we receive from our adoring audience.
And every week I enjoy it more and more. I've really grown to love this segment. I understand now why people like it.
It's called Hate Mail Monday.
Let the hate flow through you.
So what happens is I go through YouTube comments, the Boston Herald message boards, sometimes snail mail, sometimes interactions I have with people in my daily life. And like Howie said, I accumulate all of the hate. What's been really helping this segment move along is that Howie has become very active tweeting out photos of himself. And this has become truly a gold mine that I could have never even imagined. It's exceeded my expectations. This week, you had beautiful photos of your daughter's wedding. And of course, there was no hate mail for that. All your daughters looked gorgeous. The mailroom manager looked beautiful. You did, however, tweet out a photo of your dog getting ready for the big event.
Gunnar.
Gunnar had a little bow on her hair. She looked very cute. But for some reason, it set some people off. Some of the Trump deranged people did not like this photo. So here we go. Now I'm holding up the photo so people can see Gunnar. Now this is one person's tweet to this photo of a pug with a bow on its head. Pretty weird how the guy who failed at running a real estate empire and failed at running casinos and failed at running an airline and failed at running a football team and failed as a father and failed as a husband has failed at fighting a pandemic. Who could have foreseen it?
Is that me?
No, it's about Trump.
Well, why is it under a picture of Gunnar?
That's the question. How do you think Gunnar feels? Gunnar's like, what? Do you like my bow or not?
I've never even been on a plane. They've never taken me to Florida.
Gunnar's not eating off the arm. This person, Frenchie, says, even your dog looks tired from listening to your BS.
My dog is 150 years old in dog years. Do you understand that?
His dog looks tired because his dog is tired.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Lord, help us. Okay. Now, you also had a column that was titled, Alt-Left Media Still Cling to Their Big Russia Lie.
That was today.
Yes. And
it was about the fact that even Peter Strzok was saying that the New York Times was writing nonsense stories about this. And I pointed out, when are the New York Times and the Washington Post going to give back their Pulitzer Prizes? Since even their handmaidens like Peter Strzok and James Comey and the inspector general know that it was all BS.
Well, Howie said to me a few days ago, he said, can you print me out some of those fake Russia stories? And I started going through, and then I thought, there's definitely Breitbart or somewhere is collecting all of these. And sure enough, The Intercept had the stories, and I ended up printing it off. It was like a 40-page packet full of all the fake stories, one after the next. So this person, the title is Alt-Left Media Still Cling to Their Big Russia Lie. This clever tweeter wrote, Howie Carr is still clinging to his career.
Clinging?
You're a bitter clinger. Clinging to your career. We also have some voicemails. I want to start with a voicemail about, actually, let's start with Granny. We haven't heard from her in a while. And I just want to say, once again, she always starts with, she knows we're not going to play it, or she knows it's not being recorded. It is being recorded, and we are going to play it. Go ahead.
Oh, I know it's not taping. You're still all Republicans. Wallace, as in Mike Wallace, cooked Trump's and told them out on all his lies. America's the best. We've got the lowest death rate. What a liar Trump is.
Mike Wallace was how did Mike Wallace conduct it with the interview with was there a Ouija board to find
Let's
out what he wanted
do
to say?
The time warp again. Yes. Granny lives in an alternate universe. For sure.
I am channeling the shade of Mike Wallace that is a haint here in the interview room.
It's
in the White House interviewing the President of the United States. Ooh,
it's just so funny how the Trump deranged people like Granny, how they cling to certain people like Chris Wallace. Or in this case,
Mike Wallace.
Hate Mail Monday, as always, is brought to you, even when it's on a Wednesday, by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Their bread is delicious. If you see it at your local market, you should check it out. Joe Piantedosi is a friend of the show, and he's just a wonderful person. His bread is excellent. Piantedosi Baking Company. We have more. One of my columns this week got retweeted by the one and only Kimberly Guilfoyle. Everyone knows I'm a huge fan of KG. And she tweeted it out and someone wrote back, this coming from a puppet of Howie Carr. Total bleep and lies.
That's nice. What was that? Did they specify what falsehood you'd put in the column?
Oh, of course not, Howard. But like Howie said, I do get
They're
going to
check
now.
In with Mike Wallace and have him fact
yes,
check it.
He'll let us know from beyond. I do get a lot of hate mail. Recently, I've been getting a lot of hate mail, which is also very constructive, saying I touch my hair too much during the show.
Yeah, I love that Howie Carr show, but I can't always stand to watch that girl on there pull her hair back out of her face all the time. So if you would, tell her to put it back behind her head and put her bow around her son, because it about drives me nuts. Thank you very much. Bye.
He sounds so sweet. I appreciate it. I understand. My mom tells me the same thing.
You need a bow? Because Gunnar would be glad to.
I don't want that bow. Then I'll get even more hate mail. I had another lady who suggested I use bobby pins. So I did my I Dream of Jeannie look to make everyone happy.
And there have been some critics of that today, too, on the text line, by the way.
Naturally. Howie, you also got this tweet, totally random. Someone just tweeted this out into the universe. Howie Carr is a worthless racist. If you support Carr, you're probably a racist as well.
Hasn't racist lost its meaning? Isn't the new phrase white supremacist?
Yeah, you got to amp it up now. Racist is just... Meh.
It's only two syllables, too. White supremacist. It makes you sound more erudite.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so we also have a hate mail talking about you, Howie, and sometimes how you have a little interruptitis. Go ahead.
Howie, for the love of God, will you please stop interrupting or walking all over when you have a guest? He's telling a story, and we miss half of it because you're interrupting him all the time. Other than that, you're great.
See, I didn't interrupt him. Of course, I knew he was on tape. I'm like Joe Biden. Most of the people are talking to him on tape.
A lot of these hate mails, though, they're becoming less hateful and more constructive. Like at the end, he said, other than that, you're great. So pretty sweet. Another person, Goya, tweeted out.
Goya? Oh, you mean Goya, the brand.
The food. They said, Goya continues to work for the prosperity and education of our country. And they put up a little image of working for our country. Goya gives 1 million cans of chickpeas and 1 million pounds of food to food banks in the United States. Pretty generally kind thing, and doesn't really involve Howie Carr unless you talk about, you know, how Howie likes Goya products. But even then, this person responds back, I am done with Goya Foods. Your support of a racist president and a racist talk show host, Howie Carr, in Boston, has left me no choice but to stop buying your wonderful products. This president spits in the face of Latinos, and you support his, period. You support his.
This person is now going to buy the generic products, which I assume are made by Goya.
But can't you imagine Goya?
But they'll make a few cents less per can or bag.
I find that very flattering, though, that they are boycotting, not just because of the president of the United States, but because of Howie Carr. If I'm the person running the Goya account, I'm like,
I'm really happy that I had those two cans of beans the morning that story broke, so I could hold them up for the picture.
Oh yeah, what a picture it was. Speaking of pictures, you tweeted out.
It was the picture
out,
that launched a million snowflakes into yes. orbit.
you tweeted out a picture.
Of course, not that most things launch them into orbit.
It takes very little. Yeah. You tweeted a picture of yourself in the Oval Office with President Trump 3 years ago. Yep. Here are some of the responses. Burner Bro tweets back, imagine bragging about meeting a piece of trash like Donald Trump.
His niece bragged about it. She posed for more pictures in the Oval Office than I did. And now she wants him impeached.
This one's really mean. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can handle it?
I think I can.
I bet at Howie Carr Show was wagging his tail like a good little dog, and I wouldn't be surprised if he peed himself. # Trump supporters are idiots. And then the last one.
I think I can handle that.
This is supposed
Sticks
to be...
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
This is supposed to be a conversation between you and the mailroom manager that someone wrote. Mrs. Carr, Howie, that outfit doesn't match. Howie, I found it at the dump when I was picking up cans.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I didn't need that. When I read today that Joseph Banks, where I've been buying my suits lately, is going to get rid of one-third of its stores.
You have to admit, though, a lot of times when people give you a compliment, the follow-up is something to do with the dump. Like if I say, oh, where did these seltzers come from? I got them at the dump, or this book. I picked it up at the dump. Just saying, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I don't think you pick up clothes there, but I'm just saying.
No, that would be wrong to pick up clothes. The only way I could get clothes was if I stole some from the Goodwill box.
We never.
Or the Salvation Army box. All those groups have boxes there. You can pick and choose where you want to put your soiled underwear.
If you were going to do that, yes. Guys, as I said, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company. Keep hating haters because we will keep reading and playing your stuff.
Keep hate alive.
Keep hate alive.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
President Trump is really using what they used to call the bully pulpit. He was out there earlier talking about the surge that they're going to have on crime in these blue cities in the northern part of the country from the East Coast to the West. And now he's back out there again, 2 hours later, holding a news conference on the coronavirus. His update. So I'm glad he's doing this. I think it's going to help him out. But we want to talk. We'll dip into this if we have to. But I want to play some cuts from Marty Walsh. Marty, we've been giving Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, kind of a pass. I know he's got a lot to worry about, and you know, I still would vote for him over John Connolly. John Connolly sucked, and I'm sure he's going to have some terrible opponent next year. But he's not doing a great job with this coronavirus thing, and telling the police to stand down during the riots. But he had a press conference yesterday, and it was Biden-esque, I dare say, Biden-esque. Let's just play the cuts. Cut 14, Marty.
And if your rent relief fund, we have a rent relief fund that continues.
If you have a rent relief, what did he say?
If your rent relief fund, we have a rent relief fund that continues.
Rent relief. Cut 15.
If you have an agreement with over a dozen, we have an agreement over a dozen major lenders.
What is this, like a blues song, Taylor? He keeps repeating himself over and over again?
Whoever wrote this speech, he didn't preview it. So he's trying to be conversational, but he's actually supposed to be official.
Yeah, and this is one of the things they tell you in TV, you know. Okay, it's going to be on the teleprompter, but be sure you read it before you read it from the teleprompter, because there could be a surprise in there, and you don't want to trip on live TV. Cut 16.
113,789 cases.
Repeating himself again.
Is this Marty Walsh or is this Robert Johnson, the Delta Blues man? You know, you repeat the line because you're trying to think of the next line. And so you keep repeating it over and over again. It's like an echo. Cut 17.
We continue to move forward curiously in step one of phase three of the state's reopening plan. Excuse me, cautiously, not curiously. It's kind of curious, too. We're not sure when this is going to end, so I guess it's a little bit of both.
Well, that was a nice ad lib out of it. But actually, we are proceeding more curiously because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
You got to give him props, though. Good save. Good save by Marty.
He was in a hole, so he stopped digging. That's the most I'll say for that one. Okay, and you know, there've been rumors that if Joe Biden's elected, he'll take Maddie with him to Washington. Marty was with him in the dark days of the winter after he lost the New Hampshire primary. He didn't desert him because where the hell was he going to go to Bernie? I don't think so. But, you know, maybe he's trying to suck up to his potential future boss by mimicking his vocal deficiencies, verbal deficiencies, I should say. Now I'm having the problem. Verbal deficiencies. You know how Joe has trouble with web addresses? Here's Marty.
That's boston.gov/bcyf/summer.
30330. Okay. You know, Mumbles used to always, Mumbles used to get angry if people were more articulate than him. So everybody just in the city politics, Mumbles Menino, the late mayor, they just started dumbing down and would try to speak like this. Nothing more than two-syllable words. 19.
This is the work that we are doing using creative strategies to make public safe spaces safer during this pandemic.
Public safe spaces safer. Can we quote you on that, Your Honor? Cut 20.
I'm announcing that temporary bike lanes in several downtown and Back Bay locations are being completed today.
Cut 21.
We've seen the footage of unidentified federal officers aggressively detaining protesters in Portland, Oregon. We've heard the president say he's bringing that strategy to Chicago and to other cities.
I'm Howie Carr.